tears, so many I can't see. Years don't mean a thing to me. Time goes by and still I can't be free.
Good morning and welcome to On the Block on 98.1 KZE. I'm Rick, your host, and joining us today for On the Block is our new friend Beth Jones from Third Eye Associates. Hi, Beth.
Hey, good morning.
It's great to have you here.
Thanks for having me.
Now, tell me a little bit about Third Eye Associates and where exactly are you located?
We're located in the amazing Hudson Valley in Upper Red Hook. In the hamlet of Upper Red Hook.
And you live in Upper Red Hook as well?
I live in Upper Red Hook as well. I live in the house, and my office is in the historic barn that I converted to an amazing office. It's very, very cool.
Wow.
Very fun. Very fun place to work.
Oh, neat. Well, Third Eye Associates is a financial institution, and you do some amazing things. You want to tell the folks about some of the services that you offer?
Sure. So we're we're an investment advisory firm, and we do financial planning as the entry point for folks when they come to us. And I'm trained in the Kinder Institute of Life Planning for more than 20 years, and also the Sudden Money Institute, which trains advisors how to work with clients going through major life transitions. So have those two specialty areas. And our goal is we're very different than most financial firms in that we don't sell product. We are a fiduciary, so we're not affiliated with any brokerage houses or the standard traditional kind of way that people stumble into financial services. So we only work for our clients, and we want to understand how what motivates people, kind of what's important to them, and kind of build financial plans around that. So it's a very different kind of approach, very holistic in nature.
Yep. Well, that it sounds like you're in it from the beginning to the end.
Yeah.
As far as the life planning part, I was just reading up on that because I'm not the most savvy about it.
Right.
And, well, it seems like something I should be aware of because, well, it's important.
Yeah.
And it's not just life planning like, I'm going to have a child and have a house and a car.
It's a lot more than that.
Yeah.
It's a lot more than that.
The financial life planning is something that, of course you learn as you grow.
Of course.
But if you had somebody to direct you and to give you insight to your money and to your life, which you go over both of those things.
Yeah.
That would be so beneficial to me as right now I'm looking at myself and the services you provide and going, if I knew about this 30 years ago, I might be in a different place.
No, we all feel that way. I wish I had this at 30 years old, but nope, I didn't have that. But it's a really great way to sort of, we want to get to know the clients that we're working with, and we want to understand, what their life's about.
Yeah.
How do they spend their time? Are they volunteers? Do they have children? Do they have spouses? We find lots of people come to us and they're taking care of a parent, and they also have college age kids, and they're trying to manage it all, and they feel like they're sandwiched in the middle, and all their money's going out the door, and they're worried about their parent, and maybe they got enough funds, maybe they don't, but they're sort of, navigating all of that. And that can be a little mind-boggling.
Do you ever get really interesting things like, I have this chunk of money and I want to keep it away from people?
Oh, yeah. And that's, one of the things that we're dealing with now is the great wealth transfer, they call it, where, a lot of the older boomers are leaving their money to their children or to nonprofits or whatever. And then what are people going to do with that money? Like, what's the point? I got people that come to me and they want to give all their money to their children, and they don't want to leave $5 for themselves when they're old. And I'm like, okay, who's going to wipe your butt? You got to kind of have a plan there. But then I also get people that don't want to give a lot of money to their children until they're older because they don't want to ruin their young adulthood. And, you know, I don't know about you and you, but certainly for me, learning about money was a lot of school of hard knocks as a young adult. And,
absolutely.
And then eventually you sort of get your stride to some degree with it. And, you know, you're either winging it or you're getting information and trying to figure it out. So when people give all, you know, people give their money, they want to make it easy on their children and they give them too much, like they buy them houses or they, you know, whatever they do, you know, things that I think are a little silly. they rob them of that experience of having to be an adult in the universe on their own without the backup system of mommy and daddy, you know.
And to know like payday is a few days away and tonight everybody's loving macaroni and cheese.
Exactly. whatever it takes, right?
Yeah.
And when you rob young people of that experience, then it's, you know, they will wake up and be 50 years old and don't really have a clue and they haven't really prepared.
Yeah.
So it's, you know, kind of a tough time to try to take that on. But.
So you can direct people to make better decisions than they might make on their own.
Yeah. yeah. That's the point, is to sort of, you know, look at the whole picture. So while we're looking at their life, we're also looking at all the technical stuff going on in the background. You know, if they have any retirement accounts or whatever, you know, do they have estate planning? Are their tax returns up to date? Do they have a good accountant that's giving them advice? And, you know, all these different things. We look at their insurance coverages to make sure that they've got the proper coverage and for the assets that they have. So we're really digging deep under the hood to see what's going on. And we find that most people, even if they've been throwing money at retirement accounts for many years, don't have a clue what they actually own. So
that's a whole
other business, which we handle as well. We help them figure out.
Are you able to help somebody? Like, let's say I have a little bit of money.
Yeah.
Will you be able to help me invest that so my money will grow?
Absolutely.
Like, even if I have $2,000?
Yeah. I mean, you know.
I'm just saying.
Yeah. I mean, $2,000 is kind of hard to do, and I can't make any money doing that, but I can certainly point you in a direction and get you set up, get you going. But, you know, you want to be adding savings to that, you know. I know for me, you know, I automatically invest every month, have, you know, since I've been in this business for 27 years. And
do you?
Yeah, absolutely every month. I just have it taken away from me because if I leave it in there, eventually I'm going to think, oh, maybe I'd like to take a nice vacation. Now, I still like to take a vacation, but I want to do it in a measured way so I'm not destroying my financial future. And you know, for us, really, money is really about a tool to give you the life that you want. Yeah. So if we can kind of do an analysis of everything, and then I like to say get a grip, or in my ads they say get a life, you know, then you can and make it automated. Then I was really surprised last night. I was, you know, before I was coming here, I actually looked at my account, which I never look at my own account. I look at everybody else's, not my own. I have a guy for that. I tell him to tell me if I need to know anything.
I got a guy.
Yeah. One of my guys. But the point is that I took a look at it, and I was shocked because I've been doing this. You know, I was forced to collect Social Security last fall. I didn't really want to yet because I'm still working and running the company. But they were going to not give me my money, so I had to take it. So I have my guy take it away from me every month, and he puts it somewhere, and he keeps it invested for me. And I was really surprised, like in 6 months, how much that's accumulated by and grown in the market. I was like, I'm not super careful, but I believe in the markets, and I understand that there's fluctuations and what we're dealing with right now with the volatility. However, I know that long term, that's going to grow a lot. So, you know, I have it, you know, it's growth oriented. I have a little bit of cushion, but I don't like
much. It's kind of amazing, like, what's going on with gold lately.
It's all over the place.
It blows my mind.
Yeah. I mean, it goes way up, it goes way down. I mean,
isn't
it's like
our money based on that?
Not anymore. Right. Hasn't been since the 70s, I think. Used to be. But, you know, people call me and ask me about gold, and some of our money managers, you know, put a trace amount in, but it would never be more than 1% or 2% of all their assets. Because it's like this thing that's only based on somebody's opinion in the moment. It's not, you know, even though it's gold and you can touch it and all that. Go buy jewelry. Be happy. Use it. Be, you know, have it, like, wear it on your body or something. I don't understand buying gold bars for investments, but I have people who do, and I respect them, mm-hmm. you know, but then they're always nervous. Someone will find out they have it and it's got to be in a safe and, you know, it's a whole nother conversation, but I just don't, you know, with stocks in the market, there's a valuation to a company yeah. because of the business that yeah. they're doing. Right. So there's something tangible there. And when you talk about gold, there's a bar or there's a necklace or a yeah. ring or something, right? That's lovely. But yeah. but it's only value is based on someone's opinion in the moment. If the markets are down, they think it's really great. If the markets are jumping around, it's jumping around too. And I just, it's like, it's not quite like cryptocurrency, but it's like, it's just subjective
yeah.
to whatever the fleeting thoughts are of the moment, you know.
We're talking with Beth Jones of Third Eye Associates. This is On the Block on 98.1 KZE. We're going to pause right there and take a little break and then come back with some more info about Beth Jones and Third Eye Associates. And we'll find out what makes Beth tick after this.
Hi, I'm Dr. Maureen Villiel.
Hi, and welcome back to On the Block on 98.1 KZE. I'm Rick, and joining us is Beth Jones from Third Eye Associates. And Third Eye Associates is a life planning financial solution establishment. And they're in Upper Red Hook. They are really our neighbors on the block here, since KZE is in Red Hook. Beth, how long have you been in Red Hook?
22 years.
22?
Yeah.
So you've seen a bunch of changes.
Oh, yeah. Lots of changes in 22 years in this town.
What do you think?
I'm excited. I just think that the folks that have decided to make this their permanent home are wonderful people. They tend to be fairly well-educated, interesting people that have, some of them have traveled the world. And so if people have been out in the universe and then they come back and choose a place like Red Hook, from my perspective, that's a pretty cool thing, you yeah. know. And I've chosen it as my forever home when I moved here in 2004. And I just, you know, people say, well, aren't you going to downsize? I go, I already downsized. I'm as downsized as I'm getting. Next time they take me out of here, I'm going to be in a box or an urn. So, you
well, 22 years ago, where yeah. were you?
I had been in the city for about 8 years.
NY? Before. New York?
Yeah. Okay. I grew up in Wappingers Falls, been in Dutchess County most of my life, wow. and then went to, you know,
the financial capital of Earth,
yes,
New York
apparently.
City.
Although I wasn't, when I moved there, I wasn't thinking that that's what I was doing. But then suddenly, you know, I had a friend that worked at Goldman Sachs and she kept calling me and saying, you should come to work for us. And I'm like, oh, I don't know. And I did it for a while. And then it was like, definitely not for me. But, you know, I started to get fascinated by the world of finance. And so that kind of led me to working with individuals in a small boutique firm, which I did for about 7.5 years, and then decided I'd had enough of that. I had a love-hate relationship with the city, and I wanted to go back to the country. And Red Hook was the place that I chose, so here I am.
Now, the Kinder method.
Yes.
What's it based on?
Well, there's a the I guess they call him the grandfather of life planning. George Kinder started this, created this process to work with people in a more personal way, you know, about 25, 28 years ago. I started training with him in 2000 and, wow. I don't know, 3 or something. Wow. And really loved that approach because, like a lot of people come in this business because they're broke and they need money or want money or
yeah.
whatever.
Yeah.
I came in the business to help people. That was really my driving force. So for me, his work resonated with me. So I went through all his curriculum, did his training. Then he has a 5-day in residence where you, you know, you're basically with other financial planners and you life plan each other every day, wow. all day for like wow. 10 hours a day. And then you eat together and then you crash and you get up and do it all over again the next day for 5 days straight. That was, you know,
wow.
that was very intense. But it was great. And then you do after that, after you get that designation, then you have to do a 6-month mentorship wow. where you're working with trainers and other people that maybe you did the training with. And, you know, you work with clients and then you come back with your cases and they're reviewed by your peers and you get feedback on, you know, kind of how you did.
Wow.
So it's pretty intense. And then
how
at the
long
end,
of a process?
I would say altogether, it kind of depends on your schedule. I mean, you could probably get it all done in about 9 months. But, you know, for me, I took about a year and a half because I was working and raising a family and, you know, like dealing with all that. So, but I just love the work. And so, you know, I take ongoing training with the Institute. I just had a course last week that was in London, and I was in Red Hook. So I was up and at them at 5 a.m. Doing the course. It's, you know, they're around the globe, but they're based in Boston, Hawaii, and London. So those are like their three locations.
So, Beth, besides your intensive knowledge and learning on your craft, what do you like to do for fun?
Well, I'm a little boring.
Come on.
I like many things. I like really nice cars.
Okay.
So I drive an Audi, a sporty Audi.
Cool.
Six-speed, you know.
Nice.
Yes.
What's the extra speed for boost?
I don't know, all right. But I have it. So that's just like a little sideline.
Yeah.
But I volunteer a fair amount. Right now I'm currently volunteering with Working for Women, which is based in Kingston, and we work with educating women that are underserved. They can be working women. You know, a lot of women in the world are, first, they are paid less, but also are in poverty, and they're working full time and have childcare and whatever else we all need to get through our week. And so we work with them to train them. And we've got programs that work around finance. We're doing a program right now. We just finished a pilot program, a one-year program on financial literacy. And people who graduated from that and actually got all the work done got $1,000 stipend. You know, they were building a mini personal plan. And then at the end, they got $1,000 stipend to then do something with, either start a retirement plan, you know, I don't know, pay off some debt, whatever they needed that was part of their plan. They each got that stipend. So, you know, we do a lot of work with matching corporations to nonprofits. So we're a nonprofit, but we're also affiliated with many nonprofits. And so we're sort of a clearinghouse. I like to think of it, I'm sure that's not the official word, but I like to think of it as like a clearinghouse where you can come and get access to information.
Yeah.
And we had programs where we raise women out of poverty that, you know, their families have been in poverty for multiple generations. And we're teaching them how to dress, how to put a resume together, how to interview, how to negotiate.
Wow.
How to, you know, like how to function in a business society. So that they can break that, break that that lifelong poverty streak. You know, that it just feels impossible. But yeah, we get them out of there.
I'm actually blown away that when I asked you what you like to do for fun, this is what you answered. And like I said, I'm blown away. Like everything you said makes me feel great about you as a person, because you're so into what you do that you're offering help to people to get through whatever they're going through. And it could be, they could be doing fine, but you'll give them a little extra boost to make their life better.
Yeah.
So I thank you for doing what you do.
In fact, Friday, which is tomorrow now, wow, the week's going by. Tomorrow evening at 7 o'clock, Working for Women is doing a financial literacy program on the Bard campus at Olin Hall.
How do you get involved?
Google Working for Women. We just put out a little movie about women and what, you know, that, you know, just sort of showcasing how most women are like one unexpected expense away from disaster financially. And that's called Head Above Water. Very cool. You can Google it. It's on the website. So we're doing this program tomorrow night at Bard. It's open to the public. It's free to just come by and
what time?
Know, 7 o'clock.
Cool.
At Olin Hall.
Nice.
And so, you know, I do that in my spare time. and then I've also participate with the company that we do our money management through. They have me on their private wealth management council. They're building out some services for other advisors. And so they've asked me to sit in and give them advice on things that I think that I see with my clients that they could, they other services they could bring to the table.
Wow.
So I'm working on that. I'm on another advisory council for a money manager out in Boston. So I do that four times a year.
And amazing.
Yeah, I don't know. I like interesting things. So.
Beth Jones from Third Eye Associates is our guest on the block. And a little while back, you told me that you enjoy music.
Yes.
And one of the types of music you enjoy is swing music.
Oh,
do
yeah.
you swing dance?
I do. I've been swing dancing
How cool.
for about 16, 17 years.
Who's your partner?
Well, I have many partners, so you know I don't. I'm not restricted at this point in my life, so you know.
Okay.
Yeah.
How
so,
cool.
Yeah, and it's a very open community. Everybody dances with everybody. It's just a great way to keep your brain sharp and your feet underneath you.
Yeah.
and to have a lot of fun.
Well,
so,
that's cool. Let's swing a little
good,
for the people.
Let's do it. It's cool.
This is the King of Swing by Big Bad Voodoo Daddy. It's the Up and Running Morning Show. I'm Rick on 98.1 KZE. Our guest this morning is Beth Jones from Third Eye Associates in Red Hook. And what a pleasure it is to spend this time with you, Beth. And thanks for being right here, literally on the block in Red Hook, in Upper Red Hook. So check out ThirdEyeAssociates.com online and get your life and financial situation in order. Or maybe you got questions and need some help. How can folks get in touch with you, Beth?
They can hit us on the website. We have a little link there you can click and give us your name and number, and we'll get you scheduled for an initial consultation. Just figure out what you're looking to do and what our services are and see if there's a match there. We do that pretty routinely. And also, you know, you can just give us a call. Mm. I mean, I know people don't use phones as much as they used to, except as computers, but we do have a real phone system and we have real people that answer the phone. That's one of the Ooh. Things we do that's very special about our company. Yeah, no crazy systems, but yeah, they can always call. Yeah.
And now, I asked the question before about the $2,000.
Yeah.
It was a personal question that I slid in there.
Yeah.
But I just am curious in general on how to make a little bit of money grow.
Well, we think people should just, you know, we don't discriminate, actually. But we do think people should start wherever they are. And we can, you know, if it's a smaller amount, we can point people in a direction to a place where they can set up a small account and then start building like regular investments, like monthly or weekly, whatever. We get a lot of requests in our office for socially responsible investing. So screening for environmental, social, and governance on the investments. So we do a fair amount of that. Probably a little more than 95% of the people walking in our door are requesting that.
Wow.
It's pretty amazing. And a lot of the big financial firms will tell you, yeah, just invest your money and then spend your money where you want. But that's not really helpful.
Yeah.
You know, in these times that we're all living in right now, which all make us a little crazy, people want to feel like there's something they can do, you know? And that's a place where you can put your money where your mouth is, especially now that we're in this war that most of us do not want. We don't want to be investing in oil companies or war companies or things like that. So we do help people figure out how to screen out those things and, you know, have your money do good in the world as well as being invested. And the returns are very respectable. I have to say that during very volatile times in my, you know, 27 years in the business, my ESG portfolios really hold their own because the due diligence on those companies is deeper. Mm. So you're paying attention to things like, are they a good corporate citizen? How do they treat their employees? What's the gap between the CEO and the rank and file employees? You know, do they pay attention to their carbon footprint? Are they doing good work in their communities? How diverse are their boards? Mm. You know, do they have women in leadership roles? So all these things are part of the screening process. So you get a company that's thinking about more holistically like that, not just the bottom line. And what you get is a company that's really up to something and their employees stay put and they're, you know, they've got a mission and they're working on it every day. And it's just a very different experience.
Mm.
So,
well, thank you for giving me a little insight. Yeah. And thanks for being here. And thanks for telling everyone that there is help out there for your financial future and current as well. So,
absolutely.
Beth, it's important for you to spread the word. So thanks for doing what you do.
Yep.
Check out ThirdEyeAssociates.com. Give Beth a call. She likes to pick up the phone.
Yep, absolutely.
And we here at 98.1 KZE will continue in just moments with some more musical diversity. You want to hear anything else, Beth?
I don't know. You got any Martha Redbone?
I'll look.
Okay.
We'll see what we got.
Okay, cool.
Beth Jones, our guest for On the Block on 98.1 KZE.